Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Beautiful. I want us to just pray for something. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Are you with me in Ephesians chapter 3? Beautiful. This cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. All right? Now, Paul said, I am a prisoner. How many would like to be a prisoner of Jesus? Wow. When you are a prisoner of Jesus, it means Jesus is the prison keeper. Is that a good thing? Huh? Prison keeper. How many would like to stay in your own house or be in a prison of Jesus? Which of the two? Prison of Jesus or your personal house? It is better to be in the prison where Jesus is the prison keeper. Amen. All right. Number two, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Hallelujah. The mystery. Amen. How many want God to help you to know the mysteries of God? Wow. Do you think there are mysteries of God? There are many mysteries. Even in science, there are mysteries. Some of you can sit on the floor here, choristers. Now, even in science, there are mysteries. If we take, for instance, the stars in the sky, are you there? Hello? If you take the stars in the skies, we can see them, but there is no way of going to them. Are you with me? If you take the sea, the deep blue sea, it is so deep in some places that only robots are able to go there. Robots, because of the pressure under the water. Some of the sea are so deep as Mount Everest is high. It's so deep. That is where Air France fell into when it was flying from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. It fell in the middle there. And it was so deep that they had to use robots and whatever to go into the water to try to find the paths. And they were able to, after some years, they were able to find the black box. Are you there? Hallelujah. Now, the stars are so far that there is no machine, you get it, and no technology that can ever send a machine there. So it's a mystery. Maybe one day, God is going to give that wisdom to human beings. Where when you are flying from Accra to London, it will be 10 minutes. What do you think? Can you imagine? We just go 10 minutes, you are there. That is the technology that has happened in the world now with the introduction of air travel. It used to take 6 months to travel from London to Bombay, India. So when you go on a ship in January, you get there in June, July. Went from London to India. Today, you sit on a plane and London to India, 9 hours, you'll be there. So do you see that the mystery has been solved, the mystery of traveling faster. And when you are sitting in a plane, you never feel that you are going fast. The pilot just tells you, stay quietly in your seat for some hours, and then you will soon see that you are in a new country. You never feel acceleration, only when you are taking off. And even that is not so strong. Are you with me? How many outside can hear me? Those outside. All right. Anybody who can hear me, please enjoy the message. Amen. Amen. Those outside, can you say amen? Amen? Those under the canopy, can you say amen? Amen. Wow. Now, so Paul said, I want you to understand how come I know the mysteries of God. So there are many mysteries of God also. One of the mysteries is that how can God listen to many things at the same time? Huh? You are praying, and I'm also praying. And there are some people in China praying. And some people having an all night. And he's listening to all of us. Hey! It's serious. It's mysterious, isn't it? So these are some of the great mysteries of God. So Paul said, I want you to understand my knowledge in the mysteries of God. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So God brings progressive revelation through his holy apostles by his Spirit. Now, each apostle brings some more light to the existing revelation. Are you there? What is an apostle? An apostle is actually the correct word for a missionary, because it means somebody who is sent. I'm sending you, apostle. All right, that's all that it means. That's the meaning of the word apostle. So, the apostles in the Bible were the 12, but apart from the 12, about 20 plus people were called apostles in the Bible, apart from the 12. Are you there? Hello? How many are listening to me? Wave your hand if you are listening to me. Those outside who are listening to me, please say amen. Okay. So I'm saying, apart from the 12 apostles, there are about 20 or 21 people who are called apostles, but are not the 12 apostles. All right? Now, he says that in the time past, more things have been revealed to his apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So apostles bring a little more light to what we already know. Now, if you take my ministry, for instance, as an apostle, I have also brought a little more revelation to things that have been already revealed. If you take somebody like Kenneth Hagin, he brought a bit of revelation about faith, and it adds to what we know. Even though the verses that were there already, it's like the apostle brings some more light to what? To what we sort of know already, and brings a little more light. Are you with me?
Yes.
And each apostle adds something that we don't have. There was a man called Parham, and he brought light to the idea of speaking in tongues as a manifestation of the Holy Spirit when you receive the baptism. Nobody was speaking in tongues. But there was a lady in his Bible school, and through that, a revelation came about the fact that if you pray for somebody to receive the Holy Spirit, the person can speak in tongues, which was new. Nobody had that. And then another man at Azusa Street, what's his name? Seymour, also brought a little more revelation. That's why it is celebrated. It's called Pentecost. And from there, you have the famous Pentecostal churches. That's why it's called Pentecostal. Pentecost means 50. It's not a spiritual word. Do you see? Yes. But actually, it's because on that day, Pentecostal, as if it's Pentecostal means Holy Spirit, but actually, no. Are you with me? So, every apostle brings more light, do you see, to the existing light that we have. And it changes things. If you take medicine, you'll find out that at each stage, there's a little more light. Do you know that at first, you see your veins? Can you see your veins on your hands? You know, nobody knew that the blood in you is going backwards this way to your heart from your... They didn't know it. If you go to Kolebu, there are some interesting pictures at some of the doctor's offices. And some of them show some of the history of surgery and the history of medicine. They didn't know all these things, that the blood is going through arteries and there are veins. So when the blood is in your vein, that this one at the top is a vein, but the arteries are inside. Some of you are art students, so even the word arteries and vein, you don't really get it. But art students should try to listen when scientists are talking. Okay? It's because you're an art student, you don't know scientific things. That's why sometimes when you do your art things with the banks and so on, it doesn't work well. So, for instance, let me give you a simple example. When a woman was going to have a baby, you see, they didn't know that the baby, some babies are inquisitive. So instead of coming into this world as a diver, to just dive like this. Do you understand? And come like this with here. The baby lifts the head that he wants to see what is happening. And when the baby lifts the head up to see what is happening, it's called the worst of all. When it's coming with this part, the brow, where you frown, it's called the brow presentation. But when the baby lifts the head up really to see, it's called the face. and that is worse. Brown, I think, is called the evil presentation. I think that is when this distance is the biggest. Like an ecologist sitting here. Am I saying the right thing? He says I'm saying the right thing, yes. The brow is called the evil presentation. So the distance from here cannot come through. So when the baby is looking, what is happening in the world? No. When you do that, rather, you will not come. Do you see? So sometimes, can you imagine in the olden days, babies used to get stuck. So the woman would be pushing them, and the baby is stuck. So they would die. The baby would die, the mother would die. Because the baby is stuck. So then they decided to learn how to cut the baby out. Do you understand? So then they started doing it. And they did it with their bare hands. Because they didn't know about germs. So they were able to cut the woman and sew her back. Yes, but with their bare hands. Having eaten kenke and fish. And just wash their hands with water, not knowing that all their hands are covered with germs. So when they sew the woman back, she looks normal, but after 2 days, she starts to get a fever and becomes very hot. And then the stomach starts to swell. And then it swells and the fever, septicemia, she just dies out of severe infection. Are you with me? So later on, then they discovered there are something like germs. So then we moved on to the next level. What do you think? Then they started to wash their hands. After washing the hand, there was more revelation on even how to wash the hands. Not knowing that if you are wearing a ring and you wash your hand, there is something staying under the ring. So they also learn how to wash it. There's a way that a doctor washes the hand. You go to this toilet where you have to press the hand. The man who has finished poo-pooing, who didn't wash his hand, has come to squeeze the door, especially in aeroplane. They are pressing to open it. And then you have also come nicely. You also wash your hand. Then you also press it and wipe off his germs and take it. And then you'll be sucking your finger. Or the next time you'll be eating some bread. Are you with me?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that at each point, there is a new revelation. Yes. Today, there are many asthma. They used to give, when you have asthma, you take medicine, you take tablets, injections, many things. But now then they discovered, what about something that we can breathe? Then they created an inhaler. That instead of taking a tablet through your mouth for it to go to your blood before it to come back to your lungs, why not do it directly? Even diabetes, they have invented an inhaler that instead of people taking injections, they can inhale insulin. Yeah, and insulin is a protein, so that's why they cannot take it as a tablet. Because if you take it as a tablet, it goes into your stomach, the acid will digest it. So the Israelis have invented insulin that can go into your stomach without being digested. And they are about to release it. So ladies and gentlemen, say progressive revelation. So there is always progressive revelation which changes your life. Amen. And you are about to receive progressive revelation. Hallelujah. So in verse 5, it says, in other ages was not made known to the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So, holy apostles and prophets. Holy doesn't mean so good, but they are special. Amen. Verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, when you go to Israel, you find out that the name Paul is not a popular name, because he is the one who has made those of us who are Gentiles understand that we are being added, like this verse. You know, Jews don't like that. So you see, Jews, you know, they have a rule that a Jew must be buried in a Jewish cemetery, not with a Gentile. Because they say that the righteous should not be buried by the wicked. So we, being Gentiles, are seen as wicked. Are you with me? But now the Bible is saying that we who are Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Amen. Amen. So the gospel, you can preach the gospel with only the Old Testament. Actually, I am learning how to do that. You can preach the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ by reading only Old Testament verses. There are 1,600 verses directly quoted or indirect, quoted without referring, like so that they'll say referred and they'll say Isaiah said, but then there are some that they don't say where said, and there are some that are quoted from it. 1,600 verses in the New Testament from the Old Testament. Did you know that? You see, you don't know everything. So the gospel is actually coming from the Old Testament, or what they call the Tanakh. The Tanakh is a Hebrew word for Old Testament. Tanakh. Are you interested in what I'm saying? Yes. So, the gospel of Jesus Christ is also for us, but the Jews are not so excited about that. And you can understand, when your position is being taken over, or maybe others are being included, you get what I'm saying? You start to react and you say, ah, do you know when we came? Wababieche. We have been the believers for years. Amen. Verse 7. Whereof I was made what? A minister. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not hearing amen from these people here, this side. Amen. Amen. Are you tired? All right, verse 8. And to me, who am the less than the least. I'm the what? Less than the least of all saints is this grace given. Wow. What is the grace that has been given? That I should preach. That I should do what? Preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. How many here are less than the least in the choir? Only the first four are less than the least. And the back are more than the most. Those at the back, are you more than the most? Or you are less than the least? Are you on your phone? Excuse me. Are you on your phone? Put your phones away. Put your phone away. Put your phone away. Put your phone away. No phones, please. No phones. All right? No phones. Just listen to the preacher. Don't be too clever. Don't be too clever. And you know, people are developing an addiction for the phone. It's like you always have to check if there's a WhatsApp or if something is happening. But nothing is happening. Anybody here whose phone dies before you sleep, there is something wrong with your way of using the phone. Once your battery goes off and you need a power bank, there is something wrong with you. I'm telling you. It can never be healthy. Than you are looking at a screen. One day, a certain sister decided to make a phone call. So she went out of the house and she went to, those days we used to use phone booths, and then she called home her husband. Hello? The husband said, bye, is it not you? He said, yeah, it's me. And she said, I realize that you are rather answering calls. As I'm in the house, you are not noticing me. So I decided that if I go out and I join those who are calling, you will rather pay attention to me. So she now told him what she wanted to tell him on the phone. Are you with me? How many will agree that it applies to us too? Sometimes the person who is outside and sending the message gets more attention than the living creatures. True or not true? True. Hallelujah. So, unto me who are less than the least. Amen. Wow. I have been given this grace. How many want grace? We were praying for favor and grace. What is grace? Grace is to preach. I've been given this grace that I should preach. So if you have been used by God to preach to somebody, it means the grace of God has been given to you. When God takes away the grace to preach, the grace has been taken away. One day I saw a brother who used to preach every Sunday, but now he was sick. So instead of going to church, he watches video. And he used to watch us preaching. And I realized that the grace that had been given to him to preach for some years was taken away. And then, that was it. So, verse 9. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Hallelujah. Those outside, can you hear me? Can you see me? Please listen. Consider it as an audio tape. Amen. To the intent, hallelujah, that now unto the principalities and powers might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. How many know that God's wisdom is greater than the wisdom of this world? Any day. Any day. Amen? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God's foolishness is wiser than your wisdom. Your highest wisdom, God's foolishness, is higher than it. So that is why when Jesus was being crucified, all right, and soldiers were parting his clothes, trying to, you know, in John 19, verse 23, are you there? Look at what it says. It says, then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, are you there? Took his garments. Do you get it? And did what? Made four parts. So that means that they nakeded Jesus. Oh, you don't understand that English? What does it mean to naked Jesus? They were trying to embarrass him. You see, part of the crucifixion was embarrassment. Because nakeding him will not kill him. So you are a soldier. Instead of fighting, invading a country or defending a nation, you are nakeding God's servant. It's all part of the crucifixion. But it's all part of the wisdom of God. And the most foolish thing, in God's plan for his servant, do you see, is wiser than the wisest thing that you can ever do. Hallelujah. So, look at it. Four soldiers. So it means that we can see from this scripture that Jesus was crucified by a team of four. A team of how many? Four. And these four, four people were making great efforts to make him, like, to embarrass Christ and humiliate him in front of his followers who were standing there. That is why Jesus told Judas, Jesus told the chief priest, those who delivered me to you have a greater sin. So the sins are in levels. Yes. Back to my scripture. John 19. Can I have my scripture back, please? The soldiers, now they took his coat. Now his coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. He was wearing a beautiful designer shirt. Wow. I'm sure it was like the one I'm wearing. Please don't crucify me. Now, what happened? It was woven from the top throughout. I don't know what it means, but it means there was something special. Now look at what they said, verse 24. Then they said among themselves, wow, this thing is nice. Oh, if one of us has it, it won't be bad at all. Let us not rend it. Let us not tear it. Okay? But let's cast lots. Like, it is so valuable that, Charlie, it's going to be a quarrel as to who should have it. This man's things. Okay? So let us decide that we will take a dice. So choose 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, Miludu, whatever. Have you chosen 2, 4, 6, 3? Ready, go. 3-1. So soldier number 3 took it. All right? But you see, what you don't realize is that you are fulfilling a prophecy. That, you see, that's what I'm saying, that even what you think you are doing, that seems to be foolishness of God, is actually the playing out of God's wisdom. In fact, by doing this, they proved the prophecies were true. Yes. That what? That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith. That's why I'm saying that there are 1,600 of these. Sometimes they don't even say scripture and they don't even refer to where, but it's just fulfilling the scripture. That they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. So everybody's part was fulfilling something. Yes. Everybody fulfilled a scripture. Judas fulfilled a scripture. You can never be Judas. To qualify to be Judas, you must be close. If you are far, you never be can never be Judas. So sometimes better to be far so that you don't ever qualify. But if you are close, you can qualify. That's the qualification. Even Judas, when he was fulfilling, the Bible says that it might be fulfilled, which is written in the same John, in John, I think, 13, that he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Wow. So God's wisdom is very great. Are you there? You don't sound excited. Are you excited at my little... Can I have a shout of hallelujah, somebody? Beautiful. Now, verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. You know, the wisdom of God is outwitting the demons that are at work. These principalities and powers are the spirits in the heavenlies who are manipulating the affairs of men. Are you with me? Yes. And God is saying that those devils will know that God's wisdom is greater and is the greatest. Hallelujah. How many want the devil to see that God is very wise? Far wiser than you can yourself. Verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus. How many of us know that there is a purpose for everything? God has a purpose. God has a purpose and he's fulfilling his purpose in your life, in my life. His will is coming to pass. Even when you don't want it to come to pass, it's coming to pass. So you must rest in your heart knowing that God is working out things in your life, especially if you ever pray, thy will be done, thy will be done. I mean, you don't have to be worried because he is working out his will in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Shout, I receive it. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Amen. Now, everybody say boldness and access. Now, you see, boldness and access with confidence. You see, every great person, these are two things that can be given to you or taken from you. Boldness with access. Lavelle, do you understand? Boldness with access. You can have access and boldness. Confidence. No. Boldness and access with confidence. Boldness and access. Because you can be denied access. I don't want you to be near me. So no, stay. If you want to, you call first. Make a phone call. Apply. One of my pastors went for a crusade. He was going to see a pastor. When he entered, he was told, remove your shoes before you come into my office. Yes, remove your shoes. Hey! He had to return to remove his shoes. Another time, one of my crusade directors went somewhere to go, and when he entered, he told him, why did you not come with a tie? You are coming to see me. Don't wear a tie. He was sent back. He had to go and get a tie. Another time, one of my crusade directors went for a crusade. I'm talking about pastors of churches in countries. He went And he was told, he said, they saw 18 people. When you see this person, they said, after that, you can see this person. Then after that, you can see this person. 18 different departments before they never saw the man. So the point I'm making, look at this scripture. In whom we have what? Boldness and access. Access. These are two things you must treasure and pray that you have. Access and boldness. Boldness and access with confidence. Because these are gifts in relation to somebody who is important. And God is saying that through Christ, you have boldness with access. When I stand and I lift my hands like this, God is hearing my prayer. You must fear the prayers of certain people because God is hearing their prayers. Yes. Boldness with access. Ask your neighbor, you are tall, where do you have boldness with access to? Where do you have access to in this life? This is a prayer meeting. I'm now leading the prayer topic. I hope you are realizing what I'm doing. Boldness and access with confidence. Wow. Verse 13. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. You see, tribulations, you know, are things that are part of this life. You know, you must learn to survive. Tell somebody, I'm surviving. I am surviving all types of tribulation. Hallelujah. Those outside, shout amen. No, if you're inside, don't let me hear your voice. Those outside, shout amen. Those at the back here, shout amen. Those at the chapels on the other side, shout amen. No, not you here. I mean those behind. Can they hear me? Somehow. Wow. Well, Swollen Sunday has technical problems. All right. But we are blessed. Now, verse 14, because I'm leading a prayer meeting. Are you enjoying the prayer meeting? For this cause, I bow my knees. Prayer is bowing your knees. How many sometimes kneel down when you pray? Please, if you don't kneel down at all when you pray, there is something. Kneeling down is not a show. There are some of us, when we come to church, we want to look spiritual. So that at time when you come, you will kneel down and say, oh my God. But when you are in the house, you don't kneel down. Kneel down before the... I was kneeling down in 1988 in my room in Suhum when the power of God hit me. That is 31 years ago today. 31 years. When the power of God hit me, I was on my knees. I was on my knees. I always feel a little... You know, I think I was kneeling down too much. So at a point, I started to have knee pain. Hey! And then when the anointing came on me, I heard a voice. And the voice said to me, from today, you can teach. Which was a sort of almost, an almost, you wonder why he was saying that. Because I was already teaching. But you see, now I'm teaching is at a supernatural level. It's not so easy to fight my teachings. Yes. And the force of the ministry. Jesus said, if I had not done among them the works which no other had done, then you would have had no cloak for your sin. In these 31 years, if I had not done the works which no other had done, you would not be able to say whatever. So sometimes... people even hate me because they can see the power of God is working, even though they don't like me. May the power of God help you. Oh, I say may the power of God help you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the way, this side is cooler than this side. Oh. This side is like air conditioned. This side is like heater. You should check the different areas. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We are a family. I said we are a family. And you don't leave families. Families, we stay. Now, you see, some of us are so affected by our biological families. But I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is thicker and better than your family. What is in your family? Huh? A lot of quarrels, a lot of problems, a lot of diseases. Mention the diseases in your family. You see that there is asthma in your family. True or not true? There's diabetes in your family. True or not true? When I say your family, your father, your mother, your uncle, your auntie, your cousins, it is somewhere. That's why you can give birth to a child. When you see the child, bam, your cousin's face. Your cousin's face has come exactly. You are shocked. You say, ha! Sister so-and-so has been born. Meanwhile, it wasn't her who gave birth. Yes. A cousin's face. Because the cousin is in your genes. Just as the asthma is in the genes. The diabetes is in the genes. All these things are in the genes. High blood pressure. They are in the genes. Before you realize, it has been picked. And a face is also in the genes. So before you realize, Uncle so-and-so's face has come on a girl. Have you not seen that some girls who look like boys? Because an uncle's face has been picked from the genetic pool and slapped onto the person. And there are some boys who look like girls, like a girl's face. They're very beautiful. If they were girls, they'd be very beautiful. I don't know how we got into that. One family. And this family has two parts. Half, not half. The family you know, I don't know whether it's half yet. The family that are breathing alive on this earth, like us, and the family that are dead. I have a lot of uncles who are dead. My father is dead. So in my biological family, some are out and some are here. And in the same way, this earthly family, this spiritual family, some are in heaven already. Isn't it? Yes. Don't you know any of our family? Even in the First Love Church, we have some of the children who have already. Look at that. It says, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth. So some of the family are in heaven, some are on earth. Wow. Is it not amazing? Amazing. Do you want to be in the family on earth or the family in heaven? Oh, you want to go to heaven now? No, that's what I'm asking. Do you want to be in that side or this side? This side. Why don't you want to be on that side? I hear that side is the real side, or this side is the non-real side. Listen, on this side, you are just being given an opportunity to do something for the Lord. Like this Swollen Sunday we are having, it's just an opportunity. Amen. An opportunity. The day you can't do it again, you see. Verse 16. This is why we are giving this topic. That, it says, I bow my knees and I pray that God will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. Strengthened by his spirit in the inner man. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that you will be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Amen. To know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Amen. So I have said all that to give you the prayer topic. Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants us to be strengthened. How many want to be strong? Those under the canopy, I cannot see your hand. You think I can't see you? Ha! I can see you from here, I tell you. Those that I can see you, lift your hand. I want to see your hand going up. Beautiful. How many want to be strong Christians? Wow! When you are a strong Christian, you can pray by yourself. Amen. You don't need to go and see nobody to do no prayers. Let me tell you something, eh? People care about their toothache more than about your cancer. You see, when somebody has a toothache and you have cancer, you may think that he's more concerned about your big problem. Huh? He's more concerned about his small problem. So you must learn how to be a strong Christian, not thinking that, oh, somebody somewhere is praying just for me. Sure. The guy is snoring. As you think he's praying, he's snoring. Then he'll get up and say, thanks be to God. He was snoring big time. Meanwhile, you thought you had an intercessor. Today, there are people in Ghana who pay people to pray. Yes. Now, the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's not everybody's prayers which work. You may pay a wicked man to pray, and his prayers are going nowhere. He's chopping the money to go and buy black and white. You need the right kind of people to pray for you. But you need to know how to pray for yourself. How many are going to be strong in Jesus Christ? I can't see you outside. Wow, strong in Jesus. Now, what is he asking you to be strong in? That you be rooted and grounded in love. Love. What is love? If you were to ask me what love is, and I was given just one sentence, do you know, with my limited knowledge, do you know what I would say? Forgiveness. Yes, if you ask me what love is, I would say, if I was to give you just one word, forgiveness. Where you don't have forgiveness, usually you can't have love. That is why girls struggle more at being loving than boys. You would have thought that a beautiful girl is more loving than a handsome man. But even the girls don't want to be employed by a fellow girl. True or not true? They fear themselves. Forgiveness speaks of a large heart to accommodate many things. Amen. Yes. That's why God anoints the head to have a broad, accommodating heart to accommodate all kinds of people. Many sisters have the power of deletion. You, out. You and you, the two of you, out. You. I don't like your faces. You smile too much. You, I don't like the way you look at my husband. Out. You. True or not true? You know yourselves. That is why a good leader must not be under the power of any person. Yes, especially a woman who can say, do this, do that. Because the world of a woman is a very small world. But God so loved the whole world, not just the three people that you love. I thought the ladies would be saying amen and they'll be very like, sort of like they'll be well. But they are looking at me as if they don't really fully understand the message. Your mouth like you don't understand the message. Your world is a small world. God likes a whole lot of other people. He does. He does. God is kind. He's got a big heart. God accommodates. So when God's love is in your heart, you accept and you accommodate a whole lot of people. You just play on. Everybody say play. You know, when you watch a soccer match where the referee, play, foul, play. No, you. You see, you can't even be happy in the game. Something small, no, there's a foul. Too many fouls. The foul there, we are living fouls. True or not true? Yes. We are living fouls. Amen. You have already fouled before you started playing. And sometimes when you get a red card, you didn't even intend to do the red card. Like, Charlie, you were really trying to save the guy from going to score the penalty. So you just move your leg and slightly. Oh. Well, you realize you are going off. Is it true or is not true? So God is a kind God. And he wants us to be rooted and grounded in love. You are enjoying the church. You don't want somebody else to enjoy the church. Huh? You are happy in God. You have not thought of another person. You just come alone. How can that be? God's heart is a big heart. And he is opening his heart. And today he wants to give you a big heart to accommodate. Look, Jesus was on the cross. So last minute he turned and saw a thief. And he asked the thief, Charlie, you like or you don't like? The teacher, I like. Charlie, let's go to heaven. I mean, last minute soul winning. To who? Thieves, criminals. Jesus is very, very good and kind. Those outside, can you hear me? I want only those outside to respond. I'm coming to you outside because I need to feel your presence. Wow. Those outside, I want to see your hand. Can you see me? Can you see me? I'm coming outside. Can you see me? Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. You are all welcome to this wonderful. Wow. Beautiful. We are praying for the love of God, amen, amen, to fill our hearts. God is going to bless us as we walk in his love, amen, amen, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So we are going to pray for a few minutes, amen, amen. Now, I want to say nobody should leave till we finish because we are not going to have a long service because of the numbers of people, but you must make sure that you stay for the important. How can you go to buy fufu and soup without eating the meat? Huh? So you must make sure you take the meat, isn't it? Can I have an amen from somebody? Yeah. All right. So God is blessing us today. And he is making us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So today we are all going to stand and pray for just a couple of minutes for the Holy Spirit. And then the choir is going to sing just one song. And then after that, there's going to be preaching. and then we'll be coming to the close. Amen. So how many are ready to pray with me for the Holy Spirit to make you a loving person? Wow. How many are surprised when somebody is offended by you and you didn't intend to offend the person? That is it. So you say, me? But you are the one doing it, you see. So sometimes we are not loving, but we think we are loving. Some of you are thinking, when I marry him, I'll give him an Italian massage. But maybe he doesn't want Italian massage. He wants cake and fish. So your love that you have is not feeling love. It's feeling something else. Amen? Now, everybody should stand up now with me and lift up your hands and let us pray in this few minutes for God to make us strong Christians, to be strengthened, and then number two, to be filled with God's love. Amen. Amen. Lift your hand. Look, hold your phone. Don't let anybody steal your phone. Put it in your... You cannot travel to Kuala Lumpur if you do that. You lose your things at the airport. How many want to fly through Hong Kong one day? Hong Kong is going to have this church is a prelude to your many travels. Many travels you will travel by the power of God. Amen. Now, once your phone is safe and your bag is safe, lift up your hands and close your eyes and concentrate on God. Lord, make me a strong believer.
Jesus.
And fill me with your wonderful love.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray. Kama tola remanda shabala.
Kestora manianda.
Hello la manda libola la manda
sotere riviatola.
Haile remanda la kabalanda libara.
Bobonde le bebe. Handorama. Babili kasonta la babili liandele me. Raminda lomo. Koshanda lima. Radini di castora di andava. Ramanu sendele bebe. Je vastule mokonta. Maloria katamino. Vombanda kasandere bebe. Jeni mikadolia.
Everybody lift your hand and call on God.
Rabadia koshanda bakatania.
Make me a strong Christian.
Vindalia kosandele bebe.
Strengthen me by your spirit.
Loromonoso.
Strengthen me by your spirit.
Iakotolomoniva.
Strengthen me by your spirit.
Rambolo koshandere bebe.
Make me a strong Christian.
Lamba sandolia mandaba. Vevadia kosandele bebe.
Pelechako,
Rebatini Mikatolia Vandelebe, Malia Vanini Mikasondaba, Lebatolia Catolia Mandelebe Mona, Randelebe, Mesotalia Baka, Lebatolia Naba, Ramadia Cosandelebe, Jenny Matondaba, Valonica Sondala, Rabadilioco, Manchenton Pancantalaba, Velelimono, Zoria Baka Paradia Deleme. Jenny Manto, Remandalia Cotaleme, Vemandiozo, Reboco Sandelebe, Melamia, Yacotolobo, Gicatolobo, Iapalia, Ramaloco Sande, Iapatolomo, Jenny Catolia Vandelebebe, Remazolia Capa, Livatolio, Renoco Sandelebe, Menjenta Tolobo, Remusica, Rabatia Cotalia Nava. Mandolobo,
le pastora
lia caparadia, le monocosciande le bebe, Zoria catolomo mendele.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Le mandolomosa.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you, I'm not seeing the lifted hands. We are going to now pray for love, the
Hallelujah.
Spirit of love.
Spirit of love.
Everybody pray, God make me... filled with the spirit of love.
Jesus.
To have a good character.
Yes, Lord.
A good behavior.
Yes,
a
Lord.
A good temperament.
Matalomana.
Palashato
Leba
kasola
bavide lebe koshanda. Manta vino kosande lebe kota.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Zovra die koshanda la.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Leba telemo vone keso.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Matalomana
thank
mukunta.
You.
Lebo,
thank you.
Levaliando.
Thank you.
Moshandele.
Thank you.
Remo kosande.
Thank you for the spirit of love.
Leba tolomo mondelebe.
Leba
sandola baba chanda. Mandola, Rekatolomo, Velia Vidomo Kosa, Mantan Luantalima Vina Castonda Laba, Rabadia Koshanda Baba, Le Masutandele, Le Manjablano, Remekasonda Lababa, Le Basa Kutele, Menchi Kampalolia, Ramadili Katolama, Mantele Bekosa, Rabon, Menchakula, Labadia Kosandala, Iantala Manune, in the name of Jesus. Mofako sandele mocha lempala duko sandolaba rabati koshanda mintaruane menveleki sondalaba lamba sandalaba metele kitolabama labarati kestolambra dilo monchika pakani ande mentavino mosa takule menjebredi akato lema sandola lebaraliaka lima shatili niko rabasu taliyama manchitala
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For this gift.
In Anusa.
For this gift.
Lemba Katule.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally.
Yes.
The Bible says that Jesus said the greatest commandment is that you should love God.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray that we will all fulfill this great commandment of loving God. That is also another meaning of the word, the love of God, is to love God. And herein we know the love of God, that we keep his commandment. Every hand lifted up like this. Bible says, lifting holy hands.
Hallelujah.
Pray that you will be obedient.
In the name of Jesus.
To God. And yes. You will love God for the rest of your life.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the power
for
to
the power.
Be obedient to you.
Yes.
And to
yes,
love
Lord.
You.
Oh, yes.
For the rest of our
Lema
life.
Faradiato.
We thank you.
Yes.
For your power.
For your power.
For your salvation.
Yes, Lord.
For your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. In the mighty,
in the mighty name
of Jesus, we
of
pray
Jesus,
with thanksgiving.
Yes.
With every hand lifted up, Father, thank you for hearing our prayer today.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your blessing.
Yes.
Thank you for touching every life that is somewhere in this compound. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Somewhere, go somewhere, free somewhere. I said, go somewhere, free somewhere. You've got to go somewhere and free somewhere. He that hath my commandments, oh. He keepeth them. Oh, yeah. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Oh, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Somewhere, you've got to go somewhere and preach somewhere. You need to go somewhere, preach somewhere. Beloved, oh, oh, must love one another. Oh yeah. For love is of God, and he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not, loveth not. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. God is love. So go ye preaching. Oh, will you love God? Oh, when he loves you. Somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. You need to go somewhere, preach somewhere. You've got to go somewhere and preach somewhere. I want to love him. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just because he loved me. Oh yeah, yeah. I want to give myself because he gave himself for me. This is how to show love. Going somewhere and preaching somewhere. Everywhere, going and preaching. Oh, will you love God? Oh, oh, when he loves you. Oh, oh, will you love God? Oh, my, when he loves you. Jesus loves you so much, so he gave his life for you. Are you gonna love him just as much as he loves you? Hey, could you be loved? Could you be loved? Yeah, could you be loved? Could you? Choir, can you help me say, go somewhere, preach somewhere. You need to go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go to India, go somewhere. Somewhere. Go to Atlanta, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Go to Medina, go somewhere. Hey, preach somewhere. You need to go somewhere and preach
life after this life.
Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. So let's start preaching. Oh, oh, oh.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. God sent us His Son, so we will know that Jesus cares, and He came to save a sinner from hell. As God has shown us by dying on the cross, so we are, must give our lives to Him.
We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. So let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light.
Go down to hell where there's no hope at all. Yeah, and in the lake of fire, there's darkness everywhere. Start preaching. There's a choice we're making to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ.
We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. So let's start preaching.
To be in the house of God. Are you excited to meet Jesus? Are you excited to be in the First Love Church? Then give the Lord a scream. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? The Bible says, and Joseph gathered all the food in Egypt, and they could not count the food, and so they left numbering. And today we are going to go home still counting at how many people God has brought to his house to find salvation, to find healing, to find their Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And today, if you're not standing, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know if you have a sickness. The Bible says in Judges chapter 3 verse 9 that the people of Israel cried out to God in torment, and God raised up a deliverer, their Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And today, I don't know what your prayers to God have been. I don't know what you are believing God for. I don't know which part of your life God needs to move in and God needs to speak to. But God has raised up here in First Love a deliverer. God has raised up his prophet and his servant, our very own Othniel, to speak to every life, every soul, every circumstance, every problem. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you sense the anointing, if you sense the presence of God, give the Lord a shout as we welcome your pastor and my pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills.
Trust in God.
Say nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting.
Can I hear 23,000 people singing?
Hearken to the voice of God to thee.
Is there anything
too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon his word for everything. Oh, everything. Yes, everything.
Come on, First Love.
Possible.
It's surely Sunday. Do you believe that everything is possible with God? Lift your hands and sing it.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Come on, let me hear you sing it.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in his word.
Turn to the nearest visitor and say,
talking to the voice of God to me.
Tell them, is there anything too hard?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon his word for everything. Oh, everything. Yes, everything is possible with God.
It's time for your prophetic encounter.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's pray again. Jesus, thank you for saving us. Thank you for coming to die on the cross for us. We love you with our lives. Thank you for saving us in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. You may be seated. John chapter 3 verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen.
Yeah.
So today, everybody here is welcome, and my topic is Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus, when I say Jesus, say Savior of the world. Jesus.
Savior of the world.
I didn't hear you. When I say Jesus, then you say Savior of the world. Jesus. Only those outside. Jesus. Those outside. Jesus. Beautiful. Now, John 3:16 says God so loved the world. So, number one, God is the greatest person ever. Isn't it? So, John 3:16 tells us that God, the greatest, most girls like to love a great person. Is it not true? Sometimes when a brother proposes to marry you, you look at him up and down. And you say that this guy, he's not great. Is it not true? It's like the guy, he's not a great person. He's an opener who is walking up and down. So you want a greater person to come and say, I love you. Sometimes the man will propose to you, say yes. But when a greater person comes, before you realize, Alik is that, and you are moving to another person. Hey! Why? Because people want a great person to love them. But this time, the greatest person ever, which is God himself, loves you. And that is the greatest person that can ever love anyone, is God himself. So that's what the Bible says in John 3:16. God, not a Jack Toronto. No, God so loved the world. Wow. Number two, God shows the greatest kind of love ever shown to anybody. There is no greater kind of God. We have different types of love. How many have had more than one boyfriend before? How many have had more than one girlfriend before? Listen, this question is for those who have had more than one boyfriend or girlfriend. You are the ones who can know that there are different levels of love. Sometimes you have had 16 boyfriends, but there is one particular boy that you remember. Is it not true? Why? Because of the way the person loves. Amen. The Bible says that greater love has no man than this. So the love that God has for you is greater than any love that you have ever experienced. Any girl who says she loves you, I'm telling you today, this love that God has for you is wilder than Julie's love. For God himself to bring himself forward, Father, he's coming to love you. It's not a small love. Tell somebody, I thank God for this wonderful love. Then God so loved the whole world, which is the greatest number of people that can be loved. One day I met a boy who said he had 200 girlfriends. But even the love of God is more than these 200. Hey! God doesn't love 200 people. He loves the whole world. So I don't know where you are from, but God sent me to tell you that he likes you. Wow. And he loves you. And you'll be surprised that he loves so many people, including you. God's love doesn't get finished. Yes. Some people, after their hearts are broken 2-3 times, you see that they can't love again. When you say, I love you, they say, I've heard. Hey! Is it not true? There are some people, when you say, I love you, they'll just say, I've heard. Because their hearts are broken and they can't love again. But this love that God has is so powerful, and he's not tired of loving disappointments. If God was to respond to our love, like by now he has stopped loving since 19 whatever, I don't know, he'd have stopped loving. Because he loved Israel. And what did they do to him? They crucified him. God so loved the world. How did they reward him? They crucified him. But still, God is still loving us in the year 2019. Today, if you are here, look at my hand. God is saying to you, he likes you and he loves you. Amen. That he gave the greatest gift ever. Amen. He gave the greatest gift. So, when he loved you, he gave you a gift. Sometimes when a man loves a girl, he gives her gifts. Is it not true? He may give her a ring. Hey! He may buy something for her. Why do people buy gifts? Because love is like oil. You have to put it into something before you give it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can't just come to somebody and say, take some oil. Here's oil. You have to put it in something. So God put his love, and even that guy who says he loves you, he puts his love into a gift and says, here is some kelewele, I love you. Are you excited that God, where did God put his love into? He put his love into a gift, and that gift was Jesus. His own son. He gave you his son. Wow. Clap for Jesus. So, this is the greatest thing that could ever happen. Amen. Amen. The greatest gift ever is Jesus Christ. Now, a person can be a gift. And today, Jesus is the gift. Jesus, the person, is a gift. When you grow, you realize that a person is a gift. People are more important than money. If you get a good person, it's more than being given a mobile phone or something. If you have a good person. How many want to marry a nice person? Raise up your hand. Wow. That is a great gift. If you can get a man who is compatible with you. And who is going to love you for the rest of your life. Hey. Is it possible? That is a great gift. Yes. Now, the great gift that God is giving to us today is no other than his only son. Wow. Now, those of you who don't have children, you don't understand that verse. When you have a child, you will understand what it is like. You see that when Jesus was praying for people, the sick, many people brought their children. They didn't bring themselves, they brought their children. There are parents who say, I wish I could give my life so that my child rather will be okay. Because I've lived and I would like my child to have it be okay. Yes. So for God to have one child, one son, and he gave his only son, that is the greatest gift that can be ever be given to anybody. And you see, when somebody extends his love to you, you must respond. If you don't respond, you are making a big mistake. Now, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes, which means he has given you and me the greatest escape and the simplest way to come to heaven. You see, God could have said that those who are rich would come, but no. Or those who are white should come. Or those who are black. Or those who are airway, or those who are fancy, all these you may not qualify. But when he says that whoever believes, when he says whoever believes, how many can believe? Everybody can believe. Over there, can you believe? Can you believe? Under the canopy, I can't see your hand. Can you believe? Outside, can you believe? Outside the back, over here, can you believe? You see, everybody can believe, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, whether you came with a car, whether you walk, whether you came with the bus, whether you have money in your pocket, you don't have money in your pocket. Everybody can believe. Everybody can believe. So he has given the easiest way. And God is very wise. Because there are so many things. They say, those who can go to America, before I realize, not that you don't have a visa, but you don't have a passport. How many don't have a passport? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you don't have a passport. Like, all these people will not go to heaven. If he said, whosoever has a passport, whosoever has a passport, or whosoever has a visa, wow. So today God is giving the simplest way. Or if he says, so that whosoever is an science student. Yay! Or whosoever is good at maths. Yay! How many are not good at maths? Raise your hand if you are not good at maths. I want to see those who are not good at maths. On this side. Wow. How many are not good at reading big books? If he said, all those who are good at reading, some of us will be out. But today, he says, whosoever believes. Clap for Jesus. This is beautiful. Wow. Should not perish, which is now the greatest escape ever. The greatest escape ever. You are going to escape from hell. You are going to escape from hell. Last week I saw news, Delta Airways was coming to Ghana. And before they could take off, the engine caught fire. So there was a fire in the plane. I tell you. Fire, you see the fire burning, and then they opened the doors of the plane and put this slide where they say, leave your shoes, leave everything, and jump. And you see people jumping, sliding. Shh, shh. Hey! They were escaping from fire, all Ghanaians coming to Ghana from America. They escaped the fire. If the plane had gone up and the fire came, that would have been it. If you remember the Concorde aeroplane. Concorde. Do you remember there was a plane called Concorde? It was very fast. They are bringing a new one soon. And the Concorde, it can fly, let's say, from here to Ghana to England. It will be about just 2 hours. Like if you leave at 10 o'clock, by midnight, you are there. Now, it was taking off from Paris. And suddenly there was a fire on the engine. But the pilot was going already. He couldn't, when it reached a certain point, you can't stop. So he had to go. And when they went, they came down. Everybody died. They did not escape. The Delta people escaped. Concorde didn't escape. But you were not there. So when you read it, you say, this one doesn't concern me. But I'm telling you, there is a fire which concerns all of us. Ha! That fire is more than in Sawam prison. One day I went to preach at in Sawam prison. I tell you, pray that you never go there. You never go there in the name of God. Anybody who is here who is an armed robber, today marks the end of that career. Yeah. The next time you go on operation, you will die. Yeah. You will die on your next operation. Yeah. So today, after church, come and surrender. That will be the end. But the next operation, you will not go back home. You will be killed and your friend will escape. Yes. You will die, but your friend will escape. Tonight, today, God is offering you an escape from a fire which never goes out. Let me tell you, as I'm coming to the end of my message, about 4 weeks ago, I was invited to Nicaragua. Have you heard of Nicaragua? You'll be there. Now, when I went there, by the grace of God, I went to visit the president. When I finished, I asked them that, what do you have in this country that I can see? I want to see something I've not seen before. And they told us, we don't have anything, but we have one thing. How many want to know the one thing that they have in the country? Are you sure you want to know? When you go to Nicaragua, make sure you go and see that thing. Do you know what it is? It is a volcano with fire burning in it. Yes. A volcano is a big mountain like, Lake Busumtree. But it's a mountain. It was a mountain. So they told me that there is a fire. The fire has been there for thousands of years. It has never gone out. I said, really? They said, yes. But if you want to see the fire, you have to go in the night. So from the president, we went to eat, have dinner. And at the dinner, they delayed the dinner. So that by the time we finished the dinner, it was around 10:30, 11. Then they said they are taking us to the mountain. So they drove us to the top of the mountain. We reached there around 12. Then when you reach there, there's a place to park. Then we climb up. And when we climbed up and we looked down, come and see fire. Red, boiling fire. You know, I thought that the fire would be slow, like it's melted. Rob, that it would be like, no, it was splashing. Fire, red. The color is not like this red. Another red. Slightly, I don't know, this red is not like that red. No. Slightly different. A bit orange. Have you seen a gas fire? Yeah. And you see the lake was boiling. Is this a lake of fire? So not knowing that when the Bible says there's a lake of fire, even on earth there are lakes of fire. And the reason they took us in the night is because in the night you see the red, you see the fire. When I was standing, I was afraid. I said, Lord, don't let anybody push me. And do you know what? They told us that some people have climbed down before. Yes. To go and see. They wanted to go nearer. But when I was there, I said, Lord, help me not to go near. Because there was a feeling in here, in my heart. Now, there is a lake of fire with many people burning. There are many Ghanaians, Nigerians, Americans, French people, Germans, South Africans, Zimbabwe, plenty all in the lake of fire. Even important people are there. Oh, how do you know important people are there? Because the Bible tells us that at least one rich man, the rich man, he went into the fire. Yeah. And if there's one rich man, we know that by all means more. Because the rich man said, I have five brothers and I know they will come here. So there must be at least six rich men there. But if a rich man, then his brothers must also be rich. Now, God so loved the world. Look, listen, God so loved the world that he gave his best gift, Jesus. This was his present to us. Jesus. Jesus. That if you believe in him, you don't have to do anything, but to believe in him. You will not perish in that lake of fire. Today, my friend, this is the best gift. And you see, you know why? Do you know why I'm preaching? Do you know that I went to medical school from 1982 to 1989? Do you know that? 7 years. This University of Ghana. This is my school here. 7 good years. Not 3. Most people, their course is 3 years. My course was 7 years. But when I found Jesus, I felt that it is far better to spend my time telling people about Jesus Christ. We are the church. There comes a time when we have to rise up and preach the word of God. That's how come I became a preacher. It's not because I don't have a job. Maybe some people are preaching because they don't have a job, but by the grace of God, if I go right now, I can get work at almost any hospital. How many will employ me in your hospital to work in your hospital? I'm an experienced doctor. 31 years. 30 years experience. 1989 to 2019. After God saved me, I decided to preach and to teach. I don't want to go to the fire. How many today don't want to go to the fire? How many don't mind going to visit the fire? Once you go, you cannot come out. Mercy. And now he has given us the greatest opportunity. Now, what is so special about Jesus? What is special about Jesus is his blood. The blood of Jesus is different from every other blood. One day, I was in the hospital. I was the doctor on duty. Yeah, in the emergency room. Only me. Then the door opened and they came with a young man. The man was vomiting. When he vomits like this. Ah! Ah! And do you know what happens when he vomits? Blood comes out. Red blood. Ah! That night, I had to go to the blood bank and get blood for this man. When you go to the blood bank, they say, this blood cannot work. This blood cannot work. This blood cannot work. This one can work. So not every blood can work. Yes. Yeah, if they make a mistake and give you the wrong blood, that can be the end of you. The reaction that will happen in your body, the blood will kill you. So bloods are different. Every blood is different. And then apart from that, you may have the right blood, but the blood can expire. Have you seen blood smells? Yes. So sometimes when people are bleeding, sometimes when the person comes, you can smell the person that, I can smell blood. Because it gets rotten. If ever you want infections, it is where there is blood. Yes, whenever there is blood, it's full of things. Yeah. So blood expires. Now, when only blood can wash your sins. Omo cannot wash your sin. Kisop cannot wash your sins. Dettol cannot wash your sins. So many things cannot wash your sins. You get what I'm saying? Only blood. The Bible says in Leviticus 17 verse 11, I have given blood for atonement, for washing away of sins. Now when God wanted to wash the sins of the whole world, the whole world. He couldn't take the blood of a goat or the blood of a cow. But he had to take a blood that was so powerful that it could wash millions and millions of people and the blood would never expire. Supposing the blood has expired in 1972. When were you born? 91?
99.
1999. Supposing the blood expired in 1972. Huh? Supposing the blood expired in 1983. What will you do? It means it has lost its power. But this blood, the blood of the Son of God, it will never lose its power. It's always powerful. It's always powerful. Amen. And today, Jesus is the Lamb. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he shouted, "Look at the Lamb of God." Why did they call him a lamb? Why didn't they call him a mosquito? Why didn't they call him a goat? Because he was a lamb. You cut the lamb, and the blood of the lamb is used. So when John saw him, he didn't even see the son. He didn't see a human being. He said, "Look at a lamb. Look at a sacrifice which is being made for the whole world." So today, a great gift has been given to you and to me. That is why I am saved today. Not because of any good thing I have ever done, but because of a sacrifice, a blood. Listen to me. Your sin is not easy to remove it. When you have done something, you've done it. Is it not true? How many have done something before and you did it? Once you do it, you've done it. How can you undo it? You've done it. Is it not true? Once you've done it, you've done it. So it takes something powerful to clear the thing. So it's not easy for it to go. The blood of Jesus. Some years ago, my father, you know, he had a lot of white shirt. And one day my mother showed me a stain on his shirt. And she said, "Do you see this shirt? Your father likes drinking coconut water. And it always goes on the shirt." And he said that the coconut water, it stains and you can't wash it with soap. I didn't know. Did you know? Yes. It doesn't go. Try it and see. You can take your nice white shirt and put some coconut on it and see. You'll be surprised. That is how your sin is. It can't easily go. But today, the gift of God has come to wash away all your sins and wipe every sin away. And your name will be written in blood. Your name will be written like my name is written with the blood of Jesus. One day I saw a film of Saddam Hussein. He was taking his blood from blood transfusion and using his blood with a fountain pen to write the Quran. He was using his blood to write the Quran. Yes. Hey! Today your name will be written in heaven with the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Stand to your feet, everybody. How many of us here want the blood of Jesus to wash all your coconut stains away and your sins away? If you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin, you want to be born again today, lift your two hands like this, everybody, and say this prayer with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I am sorry for my sins. Have mercy on me. Today, I humble myself under your mighty hand. Forgive me for all the sins I have committed. Have mercy on me. Wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Today, I receive Jesus, my gift. Jesus, 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 into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. Today, I receive the Son of God as my Lord and my Master and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Please write my name. My name is, mention your name right now. My name is whatever. Please write this name in the book of life. From today, I dedicate my life to Jesus Christ. I dedicate my soul to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Now lift only one finger like this and say, Satan, listen carefully. From today, me and you is finished. I belong to God. I will serve God. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Satan, go out of my life in the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. Now lift your two hands everywhere and say, Jesus, thank you for coming into my life. Jesus, thank you for coming to this world to save my life. From today, I surrender all to Jesus. From today, I give my life, my soul, my everything to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, how many of you here want to serve God with all your heart? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. If you are going to seek God and serve God as number one from today, put your hand on your heart and pray a special prayer. Promise God that today marks the beginning of you serving him with all your heart. I'm going to seek God and I'm going to serve him. Right now, just pray. Everybody pray this prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let's make a promise to God today. I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto me. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mata lo ma sheta bakabala. Dedicate your life to God. Temesato talabete parakado la mashabele deke. Manda satarembe teremumba la tale balamakobolo kasakabala. Pele desito balandari me talamombre ke telibara mandaliba. Mendelente, 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 mendelente boshandala bakaba. Teleramba dalimane meketa le bandola babanda la baba. Halere mandali bandali babaka baladoba la dabasende le beke balata balabala. Hello, Ramedavre de Leboda Talambara Nemandele Bekebalanda Vila Baba La Babanda Laba. Hamara Nila Masandola Makabalanda Limamanda La Baba. Dedicate yourself to God. Dedicate yourself to God. Dedicate yourself. Say, Lord, I will seek you. I will be your servant from today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord. Tamanamakopada Sabalakada. I will. Everybody pray for a moment. I'm going to be a servant of the Most High God. From today, in the name of Jesus, 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Manto palasane kele kiti kalakala kubola manda di la baba. Hai beredilo balanda di kebolo mamambre dele mana sambalabarada. Hai le krike terombe dele madera meso mandali baba dalaba. Hale free talhada sha. Mende siste kito balamande lebe. Marida le masandola mate bele di bekebona de mani lebe debe lebe debe lebe. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now lift your hand like this, just one hand. Say after me, Jesus, from today, I will seek you. You are the number one in my life. I love you. I will seek you. I will serve you for the rest of my life. So help me, God. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Jesus, you are my number one. I will seek you first. I'll serve you first. I'll follow you first. You are my number one. Thank you for saving me today. Lord Jesus, help me to be a strong Christian. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Now, I believe, how many of you have decided to follow Jesus from today? Let's sing this song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
Sing it, everybody.
To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, oh, no turning back, yes. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning.
Cross.
The world's behind me, the cross before me,
the world behind me,
the cross before me,
the world behind me, no time. Father, thank you for everyone who has decided to follow Jesus. We love you and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many are giving your life to Jesus today for the first? How many are giving your life to Jesus today for the first time? Wave your hand at me. Wave it. Beautiful. Wave your hand because there's no space. I would have asked you to come forward and pray with you. When we close, all those who are giving your life to Jesus for the first time, Joshua, which way? Nowhere. Under the canopies outside, we want to give you a special book. So if you want this special book, please come to that canopy after we close. God bless you. You may be seated. All right, we are going to have quick communion for just a few people, as many as can receive. Communion. How many would like to have communion and be blessed today? Hallelujah. Now, not everybody will be able to get, although we have enough for everybody, 25,000, but because of time, as many as can reach the bread, take your portion, and we are going to pray.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood.
All right, let us stand. Hold your bread up if you have it. If you don't have it, just hold up your hand. Father, we thank you as we come before your table. Let healing spread out, miracles break out, and your power into every life here today. Thank you for many that are saved today on this beautiful Sunday. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for long life. Thank you for your great help. We receive the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Now take the wine. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us on Calvary. Let everyone who receives of this blood, even those who are not able to have it, let us be cleansed from our mistakes, our errors, and our sins by the blood of Jesus. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Let every evil that is determined for us pass over. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. Father, let a blessing fall upon everyone here who has bothered to come here today. Let us become one big family. Let nothing be able to divide us. Keep us in your love. Keep us in your blessing. And keep us in your healing. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask for a divine covering over all the multitudes that are here today. Save and keep us by your mighty hand. Cursed be whatever threatens your servants and those that love you. And blessed be those that love your work and your will. Thank you for this blessing on this great multitude. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Jesus, Savior of the world. Jesus, Savior of the world. This is the day of good news. This is the time to preach about Jesus Christ. This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls. Lost people matter to God. So they must matter to you. The command has been to go, but most of us have stayed at home.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
All you gotta do,
tell the world
that Jesus saves.
Tell the world
that Jesus saves.
And thou shalt bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice, while there are people who have not heard it even once. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of mission. The nearer we get to Jesus, the more missionary we become. Sympathy is no substitute for action. If Jesus Christ died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for my dear Savior. Jesus saves.
And thou shalt bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. The second coming of Christ. Oh. Well, there are people who have not heard of the first coming. Why are we keeping silent about the good news? If you found a cure for cancer, wouldn't it be inconceivable to hide it from the rest of the world? How much more inconceivable to keep silent about Jesus Christ?
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Oh, let's talk about Jesus,
Savior.
About
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Oh, all you gotta do is
tell the world
that Jesus saves.
Tell the world
that Jesus saves.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Let's preach about
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Let's tell everybody.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.